We're starting the Simin Shin Yud Pes Din Habayra B'Shabbos, and let us just see the lesson of the Mishnah Berurah. He gives a hakdome to Hilchos Beira. Hine Beira hu echod milamed tes avois melochi shel Shabbos. Tachayoven oler gam kein chatos b'shoigik umise b'meizul. Kamoi al sha'or melochis. Ubavineisenu horabim harbe anoshim nechsholim b'yisa Beira. Many people, Rahman and Islam, Nifsho, in this Malachim, while Cain Ere Levi Raisa, Be'ezer Hashem, Bechob Roteom, Ba'adim Loze Hasimin Hagdomek Tzora, Behu. Ein Hal Iso Boire Min Hatoirem, Kim Be'echod Mishloisha Oifanim. The Iser Boira min HaToyre Sha'oz Derech Breire Hi Kein Bechoil. The Iser Boira min HaToyre is the way someone is Boira during the week. Aleph. Im Boira Psoiles min Hoicho. There is a Taruves of Psoiles and Oicho. And he takes out the psoilus from the oichel. Afilu boirer biyodoi. That means he's not using a keli to accomplish this breirer. He's taking out the psoilus with his hand. Vidatoi lechel miyad. And he has an intent to eat right away. Gamkein chayiv. He's chayiv. That means that it's called the Indian of Meleches Breire is Tikon Ho'eichel. That means I want to be Mesakin the Oichel to free it or rid it from the Psoilus. So if right before I'm eating I take out the Psoilus, so that is called Tikon Ho'eichel. Shezeu derech breira b'chayil. This is how one during the week will be breira. Livre to be breira habsoilis min ho'ichu. To take away the psoilis from the ho'ichu. That's one oifen of an isa breira min ha'teira. Beis, im hu breira b'chli, Shederech livrer bo. He's using a keli. And the derech is that if one wants to be breirer, he uses this keli. And the breirer comes about through the keli. Kigoin. Vinofo uchvoro. He's using a sieve. Chayev afilu hu boirer ho'oichel min habsoilis. Even though through using the sieve it comes out he's being boirer oichel min habsoilis. Vidatoi lechel miyad, and he wants to eat right away. Shekein derech aboire bechli, but this is not called eating. That means we will see. Oichel mitoich soiles, vidatei lechel la'alta. Let us just speak about when it is permissible. A person has a taruvis, a mixture of oichel and soiles. And he picks out the oichel and he eats it right away. So that is called derech achila. That means I'm eating. I don't want to eat the psoilus. I pick out the oichel. That is called derech achila. All other oifanim The first case we took out with his hand the psoilus from the eichel. So that is not called I'm eating. I'm not eating yet. I'm being mistaken the eichel that when I'll eat, I should not have any problems to eat the psoilus also. So therefore, this pu'ula is considered tikkun ha'eichel. This is not, I'm eating. I'm purifying the food in order later to be able to eat it. And this purification is the malacha of bayro. So therefore, the second case, if I take a sieve and I sieve the food, and by sieving the food, I'm taking oichel mitoich psoilus. He'll tell us a case how this is. It's afal pikein, and I'm going to eat it right away, but this process that I am doing, the sifting process, is not called a maisa hila. It's called a maisa tikkun. So even though I have an intent to eat right away, and through this, through the sifting process, I am taking out the oichel mitoich absoilus. Afal pikein, this is not called a maisa achile. It's called a maisa tikkun. So if one uses a keli, and this keli is normally used to purify the food from the psoilus, so this is called derech beira. Shekein derech abeira bechli, pa'amim hu beira ha'oichel min ha'psoilus. Sometimes he takes out the oichel from the psoilus, but he's using a keli. Kigoy, shenikve ha'kvoro dakim. He has a sieve, and the holes in this sieve are very small. V'ho'ichel hugas. And the oichel that he is eating is thickish. And when he shakes this sieve, so the psoilus falls through, and he remains with the oichel in the sieve. So that is called, he is taking oichel mitoich psoilus al yedei keli, which this is meleches beiro. Upamim lehepach, sometimes with a keli he can do the opposite. He can somehow be left with the psoilus in his hands and the oichel falls out. But if it's with a keli, it's irrelevant. The purification that is being done with a keli is meleches beiro. Ve'im hu beiro b'chli she'ein derech livrer bo. What if he's beiro with a keli, which is not normally used to be beiro with it? So then it's also midarabon. And we will see, when we see the mechaber, we'll see exactly what this case is. Gimel, a third case. Afilu im hu boire oichel min habsoilis. Afilu he is boire oichel min habsoilis. Uvi yodoi. That means he's doing everything that is proper. He's taking oichel from the psoilus. Bi yodoi. Ah! He has no intent to eat now. That means he's going to, and this is before Shalashudis. This is by the second meal, before the second meal. And now he's not going to eat. But he's being boiled this for the Sudish Lishis. Chayev, So that's also chayiv. And the reason why he is chayiv, because this is not considered derech achila. This is considered derech breira. Derech achila means I'm eating now. I take the oichel to eat, and this is called a maisa achila. But if I'm purifying this oichel mixed up with psoilis, and I'm taking out the oichel to put it away for the sudish lishis. So this is called, not I'm eating now, it's much before the suda. So you can't consider this a maisa achila. So even though a keli is not being used, and he's being boirer biyad oichel mitoch psoilis, this is considered a maisa breira. So we have three cases where a person is Rahman and Islam, a Mechal or Shabbos Minat Torah. Case number one, he's in the midst of eating, but he takes the psalus from the Eichel. So this is called, this pula is called a Maisa of Boira. He's purifying the Machal by taking out the psalus. Case number two is he's using a keli to purify the machol. That means he's using a sieve, and the sieve is separates the oichel from the psalus, even though in his hand he has the oichel. But this is not, sifting the food is not considered a maisa achila, it's considered a maisa breira, a maisa tikkun. Or the third case, he takes the food and he leaves over the psalus, but he has no intent to eat this food now. He's putting it away for the next suda. So this is also considered a maisa tikkun, not a maisa achila. Therefore, this is a boira min ha-toira. Ve'ein ha-imuta livrer, and it is only permitted to be boira, ki'im bo'ifen she'yizoyer b'chol ha-shloisha oifanem. He has to make sure that none of these three conditions apply. It's not with a keli, it's not psalus mitoichel, and it's not lachas man. V'gam sheyiye datoi lechol miyad. He wants to eat now. He's doing this to eat now. Shaoz lav derech breirei, so then it is not considered he's being misaken the oichel el derech achila. He's eating. That's how he's eating, by taking the food out. So this is called a maisa achila. Elu ikrei haklolim shebesimen ze. These are the three yesoides from the simen, b'yesar ha-protim nevoyer mirza Hashem b'simen ha-bol. Now, and before we see the lotion of the Mechaber, we just like to mention the Bir Halacha brings down, just like we have learned in Hilchis Bishol, if someone cooked something in Shabbos b'shaydik, he didn't know that you're not allowed to cook. He didn't know that a klirishin is mevashel. He cooked it. So the halach is b'shaydik, he did a bishul d'yeraise. He and no one else is allowed to eat this food in Shabbos. But it's only Shabbos you're allowed to eat it. But in Shabbos, it's not permitted to be eaten. So in the same vein, he brings down that what is if a person was boirer in Shabbos? He was boirer in Shabbos before the Suda, he was boirer in Shabbos. Well, b'shoigik, yeah, amazing, it's much worse, but afilu b'shoigik, he didn't know the halacha. He was boirer b'shabbos. And so now he's not allowed to eat it. He's not allowed. This is also to be eaten in Shabbos. that he brings down from the Prima Godo. Now, here also in Dirshu, he brings down a few halachas which are Meyudik Negeya. We said before there's a difference between a Boirer Biyad and a Boirer Bikeli. If he takes his Boirer with his hands, the Oichel Mitash Psalis, that's called Derech Achila. If he takes with a Keli, he takes a sieve, and by shaking the sieve, the psalus falls through, and he has the oichel with him. That is considered doyre the keli. And even though it's oichel midah psalus, it is awesome. Right. Now, this is only when the keli that he is using contributes to the Breire. That means, we said before that he used a sieve, and through the sieve, the Eichel was Nivra from the Psalus. Let us talk about first a Poshet case, and then we'll talk about perhaps a little more complicated case. So a Poshita case, Eichel Mitech Psalus, means he has on the table, it's Mo'uriv, Eichel and Psalus. So let's just say, for practical purposes, we can have by two Mine Macholim. He wants to eat one and not the other, so the one he wants to eat is called Eichel, the one he doesn't want to eat is called Psalus. Fine. So now, let us speak. He has carrots and peas in front of him. Carrots he loves, peas he dislikes. So he wants to take all the carrots. Fine, come on. So he would pick out some best called Beira Biyode Lalta. He'll pick out all the carrots. Come on, that's called Beira Chachila. But what if he doesn't want to dirty his hands? He wants to, he takes a fork. He takes a fork in order to take out all the carrots. That is no shaila whatsoever. That is not called boirer bekeli. The fork is an extension of his hand. He doesn't want to dirty his hands. He's using the fork. But he's not being boirer with the fork. He's using the fork instead of his hand. So that's no shaila whatsoever. That's a Parshita case. We'll talk about more complicated cases when we learn the Mahabha. Let's talk about a Parshita case. He's eating now the carrots, and he takes the fork, and he puts it into every carrot that he sees. So that is no shaila whatsoever. That is not called Boirer Bekeli. But if he needs the Keli to accomplish the Breire, that means, let's say, he's pouring something from a jar and there's a rim, and he doesn't want that in the Keli. He doesn't want it to come out, so he's pouring it in such an oven that the rim should hold back that what he doesn't want. That is already considered by the Bekeli. Now he's using the Keli to make the Breire. This is already as a din of Breire Bekeli, and as we will learn the Simen, we'll get more, we'll be able to elaborate more. But now there's a very interesting machlokes. There are some people that put into a salt shaker rice, and the purpose of the rice is to absorb the moisture in the salt. So that's why they put in rice. But when I'm shaking the salt, so the cover of the salt shaker has a dual purpose. Number one, it enables me that I get only small particles of salt are coming out at a time. That's I want. I don't want to have so much salt. But that's canolic. That's not neutral. But then it is accomplishing something else, that the rice doesn't come out. So the cover is holding back the rice, that the rice shouldn't come out. Is this considered boira bekeli? Because the cover of the salt is enabling me to make sure when I salt something that the rice should not fall into the food that I'm eating. So we have here a machlekes Ramesha Zechayne Lebroch and Yibol Lechaim Rabbi Liashiv. Ramesha holds it also. He says you're not allowed to use such a salt shaker on Shabbos because that's called Beira Bekeli. Rabbi Liashiv Taines that he says the salt, the holes in the salt shaker, their purpose was that not too much salt should come out. So that's why I have the holes in the salt. I have the cover of the salt shaker. So the cover is really, the holes in the cover are made for one purpose, that the salt should not come, too much salt should not come out at one time. So even though that this cover is also accomplishing that the rice doesn't come out, that is not called Beira Bekeli. So because we have here a machlekes Ramesha and Rabbi Liashiv. Ramesha asos and Rabbi Liashiv is meikel. Now we'll start learning the Mechaber and we'll see some more halachas. If a person is boira oichol mitoich psoilis, case number one. Oisha hoyu lefono shnei mine oichlim. He has two mine oichlim. But he wants to separate one mean from the other mean. Now, so we didn't learn how this was known. He's being boira oichol mitoich psoilis, or two, one mean from another mean. So if this was done with a sieve, so he's chayev. If a konain or a tamchui was used in order to make this breire, so this is not a keli which is miyuchid, Lebreire. This is normally not used to be Breire, a Konin and Tamchi. We'll see, Mr. Bo, exactly what this is. So therefore, it's also Midarabonon. It's Shaloikederech Abreire. So therefore, it's also Midarabonon. Kota Avoloso. Now let us see the Mishnah Bura. Binofo Vikaboro Chayu, the Mishmuris of Cotton Aleph, Shezeu Derech Breirosoi. This is the way one normally is Breiro. Vafilu Hoyo Bedatoi Lechel Alter, he wants to eat right away. He wants to eat right away. Avobikain, this is also Minhatoyle. Because that's the derech of Breire. Again, the translation of Breire is the purification of the machu, the tikkun ha-machu, and that's how you purify the machu, by putting it using a sieve. Bikonoin uvetamchoi. Now, what are these kelim? Peirush Rashi, Konein, who creates, it's a type of a kaling. Shoisin ke'ein sinoyo, it's like a, you see, it's similar to a funnel. Rochov mitzad echot, it's wide on one side. Bekotza mitzad echot, and on the other side it is thin. So it looks somewhat like a funnel. Vaboyre kidney is noisin oisom mitzad rochov. Now the kidney is, we had psoilus in the kidneys. There was kidneys, there were types of beans, and also there was psoilus. So, naisein oisom bitzad orochov. So you put everything, the complete contents we have, the kidneys with the psoilus, you put this into this funnel, uminaneya oisom, and you shake it. The heim misgalgalim viyodim. So the kidneys, which are round, so they roll derech pivakotza. Since they are round, so somehow they roll out of the pivakotza. Vapsoilis she'enom agulim. The psoilus, which is not round, so it doesn't roll out. This conoin accomplishes that when I put into this conoin kidneys, which is round, and the psoilus of the kidneys is not round, so the kidneys will roll out. And the psoilus will not grow out. So this is not a normal reason how to be boirer kidneys. So therefore, it's also in the rabbona. This is a koning. V'tamchui, he ka'oro gedoilo. Tamchui is a very large plate. Now, he doesn't explain how this works. So the Eil Mishulish brings down as follows. He brings us from the Bach, so we'll know what we're speaking about. Hu koro gdoilo urechovo. This is a very large plate. The noisim boy kidneys, again, you put kidneys with psoilus in this very large plate. Uminaneya hakaoro. And you shake this colon, this very large plate. Now, at the end of the plate, there's a rim. And I shake this plate. So what do I accomplish? Va kidneys, shehi agulo, Misgalgeles v'yeredes l'sifsei haka'orom. So again, the kidneys, which is very round, so you shook in the plate a little bit, here this big plate, so the kidneys rolls till the end of the plate, and you have, by the rim of the plate, you have all your kidneys here that rolled towards the end of the place. The psoilus, again, which is not round, so when you shake this a little bit, so the psoilus will remain, and the kidneys will roll down towards the end of the tamchui, where it is held back by the rim of the tamchui. So again, these two are not sophisticated kalim that one makes pleasure with. So it's also midarabonam. Avol also, potter, it's potter from, it's potter, avol also, nave breire kalache yad, the iker breire eine ele benofa okvor, the normal oifen of making bleches breire, the normal keli, which is used, which makes a the rice and the kibbutz is this type of a sieve. Okay, now let's go back to the Mechaber. So he said like this. If he used a keli, the Ma'am of Mechaber said the first, he's taking the oichel through a keli. So it's enough of the kavore, it's chayiv. If it's a kone in the tamchi, it's potrabal also. V'im birer biyodoy kidei lechel la'alter. But if he was birer biyodoy, in his intent was, he wants to eat now, he doesn't want to purify the machl. The meise breire is, he wants to eat. Mutter. Then this is mutter. Fine. Now let us see what the Mishnah says. V'mirer biyodai ayne davke ha'oichu min ha'psoilas. So that means he's taking the oichu from the psoilas. U'leheper, if he does the opposite, he wants to eat also now, b'chodam nechayv, and he'll come on b'sim dalet vei. Fine. Now, so far, we were speaking about this halacha in a very simple oichen. That means he has in front of him the carrots and the peas, and he wants the carrots, and he picks out the carrots. This is mamish amaisa achila, which is mutter. But now the Gemara comes and tells us a bigger cooler. He says, v'chol ma sheboirer L'tzoyrech oysa sudeh shemesev bo miyad mikri la'alta. Now he's going to say big chedushim. Now he's saying that let's talk about our carrots and peas. Talk about other things soon which are more than they gave. Let's talk about our carrots and peas. That means he knows he has, he has five dinner guests they're going to eat. And he knows they all like carrots. They don't like peas. So a half an hour before the Suda, he goes and sits down. He takes out all the carrots. No one's eating yet. Takes out all the carrots. He puts them and a plate, and a serving plate, and he's going to serve the carrots. So, but he's not eating yet. First, make kiddush, and then the carrots will be the end of the first is the fish, and then until it comes to the carrots, will be about come on them. Well, let's say he'll be the dessert, and he has nuts and raisins, and he likes the raisins, whatever it is. But this is for the Suda, let's just say a half an hour before the Suda, takes out all the raisins and he puts them in dust. The people don't like dust. And he sprays all the raisins, fine. So the Gemara says, this is also called, now here we could really scratch our heads, please, he's not eating yet. No, the Gemara says, if this breire was done before the Suda, we'll elaborate soon how much before there's to be done. But if it was done before the Suda, and he's better, what he wants to be eaten in the Suda, everyone in the Suda loves raisins, they don't like nuts. So Memela, this is called a hachila. This is called a hachila. So we're saying Kedushim. V'chol ma sheboira l'tzoyrech oisa sudeh shemeisa bo miyad. I'm going to. Meisa bo miyad is, we have to have flashing lights on the miyad. He's up to eating the Suda now. This is not, before he goes to shul, he's going to go and take out the raisins so when the guests come back, he won't be busy. No. Before the Suda, he goes and he's going to eat the Suda, and in this Suda, he needs raisins without nuts. Mikri l'alta. Oh, so we got already a cooler from the Rambo. Vahilu acherim imoy shori. Vahilu is not only eating it for himself. And let us say, Nachmer, he is not going to eat the raisins at all. He doesn't like raisins, period. But he's being boiler the raisins before the Sunday for all the guests who like the raisins. So that's also called Derech Achila. I'm taking out the raisins for the people to eat the raisins. That's called Derech Achila. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The Chomashe Boyrel. Reiseloiman, Asulu Yahis Zman Asude Kamoshois. That means the raisins are going to eat by the dessert and told to come after the dessert. There is a lot of shois and roshes and zmiris and told you come after the raisins. Mikri la alto. Since the Breire is Somoch Lesudev, let's say this. The Im Kavanose Kidei Yishtayer Gam Acher Sudev. Now we're talking about the Rebbein from the Zabreichon Lavoveis. That means He's taking out 500 raisins. He knows for this Sudeh, you don't need 500 raisins. Well, so shall the sugars will have the other 100 raisins. We need 400 raisins. The Inka will not say, can they stay in the Sudeh after the Sudeh? After the Sudeh, in the middle of the day, we'll have it. Oi, Al Sudah Harris. Chayev Chatos. He's Chayev and he's Mahal Shabbos. The Heter is Somoch Lesude Lezerech Asude. That's it. Later, during the middle of the day, people who were able to be munch raisins. No. Somoch Lesude Lezerech Asude.
A
cucumber goes into a lot of shilas, which we will not discuss now. A meal of cucumber has different shilas. Right before the Suda L'chayre de Zicha Mutter. Right before the Suda. That shouldn't be a shila. Yeah. Okay. Could be there's more Teirem, but right before the Suda shilas, how are you going to peel it also? But if you peel it with a knife, no shayla, before the Sudeh. Or the same way you're going to peel, you have your hard-boiled eggs, you're going to peel them also before the Sudeh. So let us just explain this halacha. That means really peeling a cucumber or peeling eggs is really psalus mitei choichel, and taking away the psalus. But since that's derech achilosai, I can't eat with the... You don't, when you eat a hard-boiled egg, you don't cut the egg in half and bring out then that's the derech achil is you peel the shell from the egg, or you peel the so that is called derech achil. And some of the Sunday, this is mutter. Yeah. I, mimele nishtaya mibreirosei adla achar ha-sudu. What is, he really thought they're going to They're going to eat all the 500 raisins. He thought that in Lamaisa somehow they got pulled up with the children, and he has 400 raisins left. No shayla. Ein bekach klum. Kivin shekvo beirer behenta. He was mevar behenta. He thought they're going to eat 500 raisins. He was mevar 500 raisins. Now, there's a very interesting Sharitzian. This is a very innocent case. He thought they're going to eat 500 raisins. And then all of a sudden, it came out they didn't eat. So that's no problem whatsoever. What is, he thought going to eat 500 raisins. It was a burger of 500 raisins. And then later in the sutta, he made up his mind, no, he's not going to serve raisins for dessert. He's going to serve ice cream for dessert. Don't serve it at all. So, this is a very interesting shaila. Now, let us explain the shaila. Bishas, he was brother. He had no intent. He was under the impression they're going to eat raisins. And so this was a double mutter. Later, he changed his mind. His wife told him they had ice cream or something. So, no. So, they won't eat the raisins. So, the kids, the Prima Gordon says, he won't be high in the hatas for sure, but if you were poisoned the raisins, you'll fight with your wife later, but it's preferable to serve raisins by this suvel. It's not right to, you did a malacha, there was a heter of, there was a heter of Boyzer Oichel, Psalus was called Psalus Chachile. Now, by changing your mind, you are making that this Ula was a nice and brave, wasn't called that Psalus Chachile. Change your mind. The Mishnah Bura seems to say, could be, it's not too gefährlich. Then the Prima Gordon says, it's, you shouldn't do such a thing. I just thought there's a very interesting ritva. I don't know if you can compare this to the ritva, but it's a mordike ritva. In Chul and Mesechtes Chul and Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis. A person went and washed his hands on the Kilas Yadayim, Baruch Ata Hashem. He made a Baruch Ata Yadayim, he's going to eat pas. And then all of a sudden, he changes his mind. He won't eat pas. So the Ritva says, he didn't do any aveira whatsoever. That means when he washed his hands and he made the bracha, he was under the impression he's going to eat pas. Later, somehow, he changed his mind, but this is not. And before, he didn't think about this. Now, something came to that he won't eat pas. So it could be, perhaps this is a comparison to this case of the Prima Gordon. Well, the Prima Gordon says one should not do it. You serve the raisins, the ice cream, it will be eaten at a different time. Fine.
Okay.
So he said no, because when he made the bracha, you can't change the situation. I made a bracha. I wanted to eat bread, so the din is I should wash my hands and make a bracha. I did that. I'm finished. Now, all of a sudden, something came out. So I'm finished. I washed my hands. It was a mitzvah me to wash my hands. I made a bracha shishon mitzvah. So I thought I'm going to eat bread. So that's what you do. So later, something else came up. But that's finished already. What I had done was finished.
And would it be said, I'm not?
And then you eat. You said, I'm wasting, then you eat already. But here he considers that Kilas Yadayim is a different inyan. That means there's a mitzvah to wash. There's a mitzvah to say a bracha. I washed because I was up to eating there later. So, but this is finished already. I washed in this and was done properly. Okay, now Ma'filu Achayim Lasolima. The echad yochel livre bad kol b'nei hasudev. One can be b'ira for everyone, not only for himself. Ein b'zeh mishem b'ira, the derech achilei. V'afilu ein oichel ba'atzmei klal. He's not eating at all. He's a waiter. He's eating, and they're, he's not invited to the Sunday, but I'll come upon him. This is, he's being boiled, the raisins before the Sunday. Tam ken shori. Vayim eshekos v'mo lav dafko. Yeah. Chemash Medak in my shore. Now, there's a Moyadike Dirish over here, 97. The Breire has to be Samuch Lesude. Now, Samuch Lesude is a very vague terminology. Now, that is for sure. If I'm going to be Breire 25 raisins from the peanuts that I have and the Tahuvis, so Samuch Lesude, this can be done in 5 minutes before the Sude. No, but that's called Samuch Lesude. But what if you have 200 guests by the Sude, and in order for me to be boiler the raisins from the nuts, or to peel the hard-boiled eggs, will take a little time. A half an hour also won't be enough. I need 2 hours to. So this is like a machlokes here between the Chazenis and Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. The Chazen, let's say the first easy Reb Shlomo Zalman Paskin, that it is mutter. That's called Samach. Samach Lesude is there's no specific zman. That means Samach Lesude means how much time is needed for this preparation before the Sude. You have 200 eggs and you can, it's going to take an hour before the Sude. So now don't start 2 hours before the Sude, but an hour before the Sude, you should do it. You should start doing it. The Chazen Ish was Machma. The Chazen Ish said, more than a half an hour, you're not allowed to do it. It has to be the maximum amount of time to give it a din of Samuch Lesude is a half an hour. And the Chazen Ish said it was a svara, which we have to understand, and the Chazen Ish is difficult to understand. So the Chazen Ish says something very interesting. That means I am peeling 200 eggs. Now, let us say we have 100 guests, and each guest is going to eat 2 eggs. So for each guest, you have to peel 2 eggs. 2 eggs does not take an hour. So that means I should peel for Reuven an hour before, because why? Reuven doesn't need this pu'ula that I'm peeling the eggs for Reuven alone. That means this 100 oichlim, this Reuven, Shimon, etc. But so I'm peeling for each person. I'm not peeling for. It's for each person I'm peeling. It's derech achila for each person. So for Reuven, you don't need an hour before. For Shimon, you don't need an hour before. So therefore, he says, the maximum time is only a half an hour before. And because of this, there are machmirim that he should make sure to others make the eggs before Shabbos. I will come on them and not to get involved in this problem. This is one shayla. Another shayla, we will learn, as we learn in the simen, that Melechus Boira applies not only by food, it applies by articles. That means I have, let's say, different shirts, suits in the closet, and they're mixed up, and I want to make the Al Kaponim and Boira about this shirt to wear now. No problem. So I can take it out. Don't take out the other ones, and then you make out the one you want. That's why Chomi Tesh Psalas. But he brings down from Rishon Zalman that, let's say like this, let's be Megashim Danian. There's a woman that she's taking her children to Tarshvach, So she wants them to put on the shirts when they'll be by the cell, but she's going to walk. It's going to take you half an hour to, of course, I'd make it 3/4 of an hour, to she gets to her cell. But she has to take out the shirts now, because some friends almost said that also. You don't need your shirts now. You need your shirts in 3/4 of an hour. But the only way I can get the shirts is if I take it out now. That's not called, I don't need it now. And another shaylem, they bring down that, let's say, someone wants to borrow something from me, and he's not going to use it now. This is some sort of a similar case. But now he's here. He's going away. So also the Rabbi Yashiv is machma, Rabbi Simkerelitz is machma, that's not called la'alta. Now let us continue the Ramah, Rulach Hayim, but we just said that Samach L'Sude, one is permitted to be Boira Oichol Mitesh Pseilis. L'chein Mutal Livre Hayerek Shekeiren Salatin, you have a type of a lettuce, Min Ha'olem Amul Roshim Sheboi Kol Ma'ashet Tzorech Lechol Bo'is Sude. So the Mishnah Berurah Livre Hayerek V'davka Bo'ifen Zeh, Da'avi Oichol Min Apseilis, It's Oichol Min Apseilis. Now, the Biraloch explains that that's what he said, that you can take the good leaves from the bad leaves. He's speaking about that I have a big container, good leaves, bad leaves, so it takes the good leaves. If I had a head of lettuce and the outer leaves are not good, and the only way I can get to the inner leaves is by taking off the outer leaves, that is called derech, that's called oichol mitesh pseilis. Just like you take off a banana peel from a banana, so even though that's the way I get to the banana, that's the derech achilim. So if I have a head of lettuce and the outer leaves are spoiled, and I take them off to get it in the leaves, that is called derech achilim. But here he was speaking about everything was taken off ready, they're in the receptacle, and I want to take out the good leaves. So then you have to take out the good leaves. Then it'll be chayim. Afilu main ha'olim halolu pseilis gomo. Afilu the spoiled leaves are not pseilis gomo. Shum lachila yidei adchak teherebo. Kalohi yeshisa levararom midarabonam temerzi kebore pseilis min ha'olim. Min ha'olim. Buhu adin kshemunach lefon evkite yisai shapheiris. V'yesh behem mutuloyim umuboshim, ye wormy ones and others which became rotten already. V'chem bereshin afilu la'oretz, v'nisovu ba'ofer etzcheres, ye have fruit that fell on the ground and became dirty. Yizoyer shleivir b'yodi rak ma'shetzor lo'yisasudim, shereitz alecho tekev lo'yoyser. So you only take the good ones. But if you take those chayim, and these are yeshiva davka, oichol min apseilis, v'lo lehepes, and not the opposite. Shalom aleichem.
Michael Lipkin.
What's the last name?
Lipkin.
Lipkin. Ah, any relations of the Adam Sold Lanta? No.
Not that I know.
Okay. Well, the Lagoch and Magoyim.
Well,
I saw something with the address.
I was through and I watched this. And,
I watched, right?
It didn't mean that they failed.